Welcome to Coffee, Cults, and Empires. I'm your host, the intern who maybe screwed up. It's either an extremely major colossal screw up or like the way things were supposed to be. I can't tell which it is, and it seems like there should be a difference between the two, right? I was working with the chronoscope again. You know how it gets all unstable when it looks too far back? I was definitely looking way too far back. I was trying to see the beginning of the world. I had zoomed back past the fall and the rise of empires, past the building of the great bridges, past the wars about mirrors, past the dropping of the coffee bean. I saw Alhanna incarnate, and when the Lanyu were gifted agriculture before anyone else by someone who had incarnated. The machine was shaking violently by that point, but I was so close. I wanted to see the beginnings, so I kept on pushing, and also pushing those buttons that Don would love so much. But I guess I must have pushed something that I hadn't learned about. I was pushing so many things, and there are so many buttons. I mean, why would you even put... It's not the button maker's fault. It's mine. There's a button on the chronoscope which must turn on some sort of edit mode or something. I pushed it, and I didn't notice that I pushed it, and the chronoscope was shaking so much that it was shaking the lab table, which it shouldn't be able to do, and I lost control of the time focus. It was jumping all over the place, thousands of years going by in one direction or another while it just kept shaking, and other stuff on the lab table started to slide all around. And the world, it fell off the table. I saw it going over the edge and I dove for it, and I caught it before it hit. And my face was just suddenly against the floor and I was holding the world in my hands. And then other stuff started falling off the table. A really sharp pencil like stuck weirdly through my shirt and into my shoulder, and a lab notebook fell on my head, and there was a can of coffee beans. It fell and beans came pouring out, and one bean landed on the world. On the world. So I pulled the world close to me to shield it from the other things falling. And now that I was strategically face down on the floor, I saw the power plug for the secondary equipment, like the chronoscope, and so I reached over and I pulled it out. Everything stopped shaking and falling. It was so quiet. I looked down at the world, got my face in really close, and I said, "Don't worry, everybody. The intern's got you." Then I got up and I put it back in its cradle, and when I did, I saw that time was moving quickly again, like when the chronoscope was engaged, but the chronoscope wasn't running. I almost panicked again, but then I saw the great bridges getting built so quickly. It was beautiful. Eventually, the flow of time gradually slowed down. I recognized it was coming up to where I started. The time when Tanem, Dawn, Harmony, Vafris, and Rosaphine all live. And then it just sort of settled back into how it always looks. I didn't realize until afterwards what had just happened. That I was the one who dropped the coffee bean onto the world. And mine was the face they saw in the sky afterwards, my visage. Don't worry, everybody. The intern's got you.
It's been a bit.
Anyway, this is probably not interesting to any of the rest of you. Here comes the lemon drop.
I am excited by the lemon drop. It's making my mouth salivate just thinking about it.
Uh-oh, now you need an apple.
Now I need a lemon drop.
Oh my God, guys, it's like tea in my mouth.
Wow.
A little bit of lemon, a little bit of honey. A lot of drool.
That sounds good.
So, last time, there was plot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did we get back to the hotel?
Ah, yes, the plot.
Burned into your memory.
That's how it thickens.
We did something other than eat lunch.
You went and found the hole.
Her cheap date that she's snuggling with.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. No, she's not snuggling with him. He is snuggling with her. I think.
Wait, what does that mean? Is he the big spoon?
No, you're lying with your head still under the headboard, and you made a space for him to come lay on your shoulder.
I do not remember this level of detail coming from her last time.
Not me either.
What?
I thought they were cuddling, and he was expecting more than cuddle.
The headboard is on, so I agree that logically, probably he's on her shoulder, but I don't know that we discussed it.
Yeah, he can be on my shoulder, and then I can go, hey, you're snoring, get out of here.
You're snoring.
Then I do my short rest.
Don't be too cruel, we might need him again later.
Oh.
Get out of here, but I'll see you soon. Sorry, I'm sleepy. I'm really blunt when I'm tired.
Do you want to just roll a persuasion or?
Roll, I get the hell out of my bed.
Ooh, 20, like an actual 20 plus 5.
He is gone and totally happy to be so. Like, not happy to be leaving you, but he's like, yeah, it's right that I should go home right now. This is the correct action.
He feels like things went very well as he goes home alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can give myself a short rest?
Yeah.
That was specifically mentioned. I remember. She was like, we're going to cuddle exactly as long as it takes for a short rest.
That's how I time my my naps, too.
Georg and Helena head back to the hotel. Could I have you both roll a... actually, what's your passive perceptions? I should have this written down.
13.
17.
Okay, Helena definitely notices the birds. It's dark, so it's not super easy to tell, but the birds are definitely still following you. You didn't see them hanging out before when you guys went in, but they are definitely here, and they might have been there when you guys came out.
I have speak with animals, so I suppose that I could talk to them again. I thought I had speak with animals. Where did it go? Oh, yep, there it is, there it is.
As a note, the thing you had pending on your to-do for the rest of the day was possibly...
Oh, yeah, we got to go meet Beeb. We just skipped that.
That's fine. I am 100% behind that.
We did all that work to set it up.
Wait.
No, we're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think we can skip this one. Maybe we can get a free meal out of it.
Do we meet up to, like, compare notes? I really want to talk about the thing you discovered.
Does eating at Beeb's count as a long rest?
That's why we keep doing it. Beeb, you're the source of our power. Watch. We can be near death, and then we have breakfast, and we're just better.
Okay, so timing-wise, the walk from where Jorg and I were to the hotel is not very long.
Correct.
Are we sending Rupert alone on this spy mission?
Come on.
I think timing-wise, it is not until a little bit later. What you set up was for the usual time. Last time you met Beeb, it was well into the night.
Okay.
Okay, so we meet up. You guys get back to the hotel, right? I'm like moping around the hallway within like sight of Eureka's room, but like I don't really know what else to do with myself except glare at it.
Hey, why do you keep glaring at Eureka's room?
I'm not. Don't talk to me.
Oh, okay.
I shake my head and I say, bro, you gotta let it go. Usually if you want to try to partner up with a lady like Eureka's, you should be delighted to maybe get polyamory.
Yeah, usually if you don't want to be talked to, you just like make an illusion over yourself and make yourself the same pattern as the hotel wall or something.
When you mention, like, make yourself look like the hotel wall, I actually do kind of get this look on my face of like, well, that's a brilliant idea.
I take back everything I said, and also that was a joke, and also don't do it.
I do not take back what I said. I was serious.
Yeah, she had good ideas. You should listen.
You don't think I have a shot with Eureka's? I say as there's like 10 other people milling around the room, like looking at the door.
You have a shot at getting in line, my friend. I give you a not very reassuring pat.
I'm gonna translate. That's a no. I've known Eureka's for a few years, and I think a few years. You never know how long you've known Eureka's. She's ephemeral, flaky.
Oh, one of these words is more complimentary than the other.
I mean,
yeah, I just shuddered in my sleep.
Wait, did Rupert see the dude leave yet?
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't have a shot either.
At least not tonight.
I kind of reach up and feel the like large bump that's still on my head from ramming the door. Yeah, you know, that actually does make me feel better. Wow. You guys are like pretty good friends.
We try, I guess.
I pat myself on the back.
Did you like find anything?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We sure did. What'd we find?
Does Eureka's come out of the door at this moment to be part of the group discussion in the middle of the hallway in public?
I was waiting for someone to wake me from my beauty rest, but...
No one's going in there.
Someone should go in there and take the darn headboard off her head.
Fine. I make some coffee. And then I give it to Rupert. And I was like, you want your shot? Go do it.
All right.
The way to a woman's heart is through her beads.
Okay. I go in with the coffee. Hey, Eureka's, how was your date?
My eyelids just start fluttering open. And I'm like, oh, Rupert, is that you? You look so handsome with that coffee.
I immediately forget everything my friends ever said to me.
Told ya.
Thank you for this shot of coffee. Is it time for more adventuring?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, the others came back. They found, I don't know what they found. They sounded like something.
Okay.
I poked my head out. Yeah, come on in.
Did you get the headboard off?
I either need two of you to help me carry the headboard, or I need you guys to take it off for me.
We aren't. You have followers.
Okay. I'm going to roll. I'm going to do my best with my negative strength.
I think this is a dex.
A dex? Oh, well, I'm fine then. 11. Didn't roll great, but...
Yeah, it doesn't go great, but it's fine.
Okay.
You managed to help her out of it.
All right.
Thank you. That was fine.
It was exquisite.
That was an 11 out of 20.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 20.
Okay, York, tell them what we found.
Right. Yeah, because I remember.
It was like a tunnel.
Yeah, we went into a tunnel. And it was kind of dark, but luckily we can both see in the dark, so that's fine.
Woohoo, air high five.
And then what did we find in the tunnel?
There was a mirror. Remember the big old mirror?
Mirror, yep. We have to do a ritual, I remember this, to figure out where the mirror goes.
The tunnel went under the house.
Yes, it's very important that we say at least 5 times that the tunnel went under the house.
But it didn't connect to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was just near the house.
It was definitely that, yeah.
Also, the mirror has a magic dealie on it where it can be identified. But if it's too close to another similar mirror, then the magic dealie might get confused. Like, for example, if there was a mirror in the house that's used for the fancy bathroom.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, Reefer, it's almost like you were there instead of being weird about a chocolate fountain on someone else's date.
I'm so excited to solve the mystery, guys. I need you to tell me the details so I can be like, hey.
Great, because I feel like I forgot everything from the last session. I was like, I was there. And I was taking a nap, I guess.
Oh.
And reference the one with the bump on his head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if only I had a fancy headboard.
I'm the most criminal one, so I'm like, oh yeah, here's what I would do.
So do we have time to do this ritual and then send someone to spy on Beeb, or do we have to send someone to spy on Beeb and then do the ritual?
Didn't we need all of us to do the ritual?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Probably Beeb first, but here's the thing. So that's the rental house, right, DM?
Yeah.
The house that we keep on talking about that's above the tunnel?
Yes.
It's the one with the nice bathroom and the...
Yep, 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 yep.
So Okay, so here's the thing. Whoever put the mirror down there is trying to frame the above ground mirror, right? They've made this like super illegal spider summoning mirror and then gone to incredible lengths to make it seem like, oh, it's actually the more mundane mirror that's above ground.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So both the Second and Mind Lord are implicated by that above ground mirror, right? Which means neither of them did it. If it was either of them, they wouldn't make themselves look guilty by having the mirror they control look like it was the problem.
I don't think they expected us to find the underground super sneaky mirror.
No. Everyone thought we were going to just find the above ground mirror and use magic to discern this is the mirror. It's the one that summoned the spiders. Case closed.
But then we found the underground mirror with the actual spider print coming out of it.
Yeah. So whoever put the underground mirror there can't be the Second, and it can't be the Mind Lord. So it's got to be the Sorceress. That's the only other person in the world, right?
That doesn't make any sense.
Either that or it's Beeb.
I think it's Beeb.
I guess there's the Lord of Hospitality, right? Whoever is in charge of this whole hotel, if they like really don't like the Mind Lord, maybe that's the deal.
There's the guy who yells that things have been improved.
Oh, yeah, him. Or disimproved.
There's the person who's actually in charge of the armed forces.
There's Tagok. Could have been Tagok.
Definitely Tagok. We got to go find Tagok. Oh, wait, didn't we send Tagok, like, into the wilderness?
She's on her honeymoon. This is all fine.
Could be Tagok's lover.
Also, we've gotten to know the Second pretty well, and we know the Second's an idiot. So, like, there's no way he could have built a tunnel.
Okay, but I mean, idiot and follows directions. We don't know that. It wasn't the Second.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You just tell him any phrase and he'll repeat it until it happens. It's like the suggestion spell, but you don't even need to cast anything. You just say something to him and that's all he can think about.
It could be a sign of mind control magic.
Oh, yeah. Do you all want to hear a secret?
Oh, I'm like super wrapped, full of attention.
Okay, because when I was on my really good date with the Mind Lord.
Oh, I stopped listening.
But you don't say that out loud.
No, I don't hear what you say next.
He revealed to me that mind control is actually a myth and that Mind Lords can't really even do that.
Mind control is a myth.
Yeah, yeah. They can read minds, but they can't actually control minds.
Oh, like their mind control is a myth.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy.
Because I've seen you mind control people.
No, you've seen me inspire people to act as their best, most authentic selves, but you have never seen me control somebody.
I actually snicker at that.
I've seen you mind control people. There's no way what you said was their best authentic selves.
I can't hear you over Rupert snickering. Maybe that's for the best.
Never mind. I don't believe anything that guy says.
Okay. We can still go to the thing with Beeb, but now that we know that the Second is not being mind controlled, at least by the Mind Lords, maybe by someone else, the Sorceress.
I mean, you do know for a fact that the Sorceress has suggestion.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't know what information we're going to get, but we'd set up the meeting. It feels like a waste to not do something with it.
Yeah, it feels rude, and I don't want to be rude to Beeb.
Georg, I can't remember. Do you mention the ritual that you guys can do?
Yeah, I was talking about the ritual.
Yeah, to like go into the mirror, right?
No. We don't need to go in. It's more of like we can see where it goes.
Oh.
Where it went, not where it goes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, might as well do that while we're waiting. Like finding that out seems great. And we don't even have to go to the mirror? Wow, that's really convenient. Let's do it right now.
It does take some time and we do need to meet Beeb and it does take all of us to do it.
Spy on Beeb.
I mean, see Beeb. Beeb doesn't need to see us. We need to see Beeb.
See Beeb. Wow, chameleoned. And I tried a chameleon into the wall, like a person-shaped piece of wallpaper.
So do we have someone who can be stealthy and just listen in on this meeting and take notes and come back? I know that's a tall order.
I mean, Rupert's not that tall.
Everyone wants to trip him or beat him up or order breakfast from Beeb. Do we have anyone that's capable of just listening inconspicuously?
Look, I would do it, but inconspicuous is not exactly my MO.
I just openly laugh at you when you say I would do it. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go. I promise not to burn anything or do anything. I kind of like you guys, so I don't want to like mess things up.
Are you still dressed as the hotel wall?
Oh, yes. I'm talking to you while I'm the wall. Yes.
Okay. Do you want like a fake mustache?
A floating in air fake mustache would make everything better.
Well, no, it's tacked to the wall.
I mean, who doesn't put fake mustaches on the wall?
Stuck to the man-shaped protrusion from the wall.
I don't know. I rolled a low perception, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'll turn back to Roofer. Sounds like Beebs is first. We'll do Beebs, then the ritual. Does anyone want to come with me?
I'll come with you.
Wait a minute. Last time we did
it. Oh, right. The fire.
Oh, right. The traumatic event I lived through.
I can't refuse, but that's yep.
I have a bunch of costume changes. I could dress as a firefighter.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe I should go. I have absolutely no stealthy ability whatsoever, and yet somehow I think I do a better job.
Oh, okay.
So if we could send our genuinely stealthiest person and our mind reader, and they could manage to not make any scenes or call attention to themselves or burn anything down, that would be great. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll be good.
I mean, I, for one, have a lot of faith in you.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I need someone to dismantle the headboard so I can wear my helm.
Oh.
Didn't we get it off of you?
Yeah, but the helm is like built into it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I should be able to do that. Hold on a second.
You rolling up your sleeves.
I take out a copy based cutting device.
I now understand why she refused to take it off the whole time. Wait, was the whole point of the headboard because you wanted to wear your helm without tipping him off that you had a mind reading helmet on?
Exactly.
Oh, all right. Do you want to roll for this or should I just say that I've cut through the straps that tied it?
Yeah, it's fine.
There's a lot of coffee splattered all over the wall.
Of course there is.
That's okay. You can clean it later. It's fine.
Oh, no. I was going to suggest that you find someone to clean it because it's your...
But you made the mess.
I did you a service.
I cast prestidigitation. Lets me, among other things, clean up things.
I think it also brings you up a point, right?
Oh, sure. Let's roll, baby. Okay. Still safe.
Okay. Great. So I'll wear my helm, maybe disguise it as a sparkly tiara with a sparkle dress. Then I'm ready.
All right, me and Eureka set out.
Okay, so to be clear, what is Rupert looking like and what is Eureka's looking like?
I'm wearing a nice silver sparkle dress with a tiara, but the tiara is the helm.
Okay.
I shall turn into the most nondescript person I can think of. Just an amalgamation of all the people that I've seen lately.
Okay.
No distinguishing features.
But you're with Eureka.
But I'm next to Eureka's.
So the most nondescript and the most descript person.
We're going to sneak. They're not going to see us anyway. It's fine.
So you could definitely roll some stealth. And with your disguise, you can have advantage on that. Eureka's definitely stands out. So any sort of stealth roll is going to be with disadvantage.
Huh. I could just wear my pajamas. But my makeup looks really good.
I don't think we've gotten out of disadvantaged territory.
Yeah. Do you want to wear like dark clothes?
You know, I wear black pajamas.
Okay.
With really cute makeup.
Do you want a hood over the helm?
Yeah, that's like a onesie and it has a hood.
Oh, nice.
I could probably help out and give you like a coffee mustache. Coffee ground. You know, you put them on your face. Makes you look like you have a mustache.
Okay, do it.
Done.
I just looked off the grounds.
I put it on again.
I looked them again.
I'm not doing this.
All right, well, I think we're ready.
Okay. Since you are going to the effort of dressing for stealth, you guys can both have advantage on your stealth roll, which you should do now.
We go sneaking. I get a 23.
22.
The two of you sneak out of the hotel. You're doing such a good job that the hotel staff that normally note you do not note you.
That's making me feel insecure. Maybe I can just wear like heels, just sparkle heels, but the same outfit.
You're like, oh no, I succeeded at stealth and no one's paying attention to me.
It hurts. I don't know how you live with this.
It stings a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you a little heel.
Does it sparkle?
I'll use my healing light to give you 1 point of health.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so you sneak over to Beeb.
We arrive there a little early. We're hiding in the shadows. There's a lot of shadows, right? It's all nighttime.
Yeah, there's lots of shadows, and there's not really many folks around at this point. Beeb is closed, but you hear some activity inside, so you figure that he's just puttering around in there waiting for the set meetup time.
Oh, do we got to get in? That's going to be trickier.
No, I mean, like, when you guys first met him, he was outside talking to the second.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably not.
Okay.
Okay.
One of us could be on the roof. One of us could be, like, behind some plants or something.
Well, if I'm on the roof, do you want me to make bird sounds if I see the meeting starting?
No, don't make any sounds. Just listen.
Okay.
Okay. There's a pile of crates over in front of Tagok's place, which is nearby. It seems like maybe she's been getting deliveries while she's been gone.
Great.
And so you can duck behind those and probably blend in.
I'll do my chameleon thing. Still be a person, but a person who's got skin that looks an awful lot like crates.
Crate guy. That's me, Mr. Crate.
Yeah, and he took off the mustache.
Okay, Eurekas, do you want to go onto the roof?
Yeah.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
12 plus 3, 15.
Yeah, you head over and clamber up onto the walkway along the wall. And from the wall, you can walk out on top of the roof of Beeb's place. And because of your earlier stealth check, you're nice and quiet about it. From there, you can lean over and get line of sight to in front of Beeb's, probably without being seen. And before long, the second does indeed show. He's back in his cloak. And trying very hard to be sneaky, he is extremely bad at it. He's tiptoeing, furtively looking around, and moving from places that have a shadow, but I wouldn't say from the shadows. Just like, oh, there's a shadow, and he stands in it, even though it doesn't affect anything about his visibility.
You should read his mind. It's just going to be sneak, 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 sneak.
Yeah, see if that's true. I read his mind.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sneaky, sneak. Sneaky, sneaky, sneak, sneak, sneak.
I hit him with Eldritch Blast. I do not.
You just want to. Real bad. Okay. Do you continue to read the second's mind, or do you switch, or do you want to just tell me whose mind you're reading at any given time?
Ooh. I guess I can tell you, because I haven't seen Beeb yet, right?
Okay. So as soon as he comes out.
Yeah.
Well, the second sneakily, but not really loudly, knocks on Beeb's door. You can hear Beeb head on over and open up the door.
I'd like to read his mind.
So when you switch to him, you get the impression that he is hoping, but not expecting, that maybe it's somebody else. Not anyone in particular, just anyone but the Beckett.
Even me?
Maybe somebody else came to the secret meeting. We should have knocked on the door.
You would have loved that.
I'm actually glad to see you for one.
But no, and you just get an overwhelming feeling of met expectations that are extremely disappointing. Well, Beeb, we've had this arrangement going for a while.
So when I got infected by hot rock disease, it futzed with my magic a little bit. And one of them, one of the dealies is called, what, me, magic? And it lets me cast without either a somatic or a verbal component. I only need one.
Yes.
So suggestion has a verbal component. Of course it does, because you have to say the suggestion. If I'd used this, could I suggest from a distance without saying the suggestion? Come on. It'd be so cool.
Yes, but I'm going to say, because you're messing with that core component, you get 2 points on your count up.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to cast suggestion silently.
Okay. Do you want to listen to what Beeb says, or do you just want to go?
No, I'm doing this as they're beginning to talk, because I feel like they're not spilling enough secrets. And we already did this. I'm tired of them, like, beating around the bush or whatever.
Woohoo, air high five. You got this.
Yeah, all right. So 2 rolls. We'll get that out of the way first. I got a 7 and a nat 1.
I don't know what order we resolve these in, but I think you go ahead and cast suggestion, and then we will resolve what happens after you do that.
So the suggestion is, excessively talk about all the secrets you know.
Oh, no.
Okay. And who do you cast it on?
The second.
Okay.
This arrangement. No, tell us, what's the arrangement, buddy?
Okay. And he gets a wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
14?
DC is 17.
Okay. What's the...
The magic roll is a 33. Ooh, it says roll again, but subtract the result from 101. Okay. Total of 80 now with the subtraction.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know where that is. There it is. Hey, no result. I just had this weird thing come over me, but it cleared it. It's fine.
Okay, so the second...
Excessively talk about all the secrets you know.
And this is going to happen for 8 hours?
Uh-huh.
Best 8 hours of my life.
My helm is on fire. Not literally. No fires.
So he shudders a bit and then says, you know, our arrangement, which is that you pay me money so that I, as a member of the guard, can selectively enforce certain rules that the Empire has.
This is the stuff. This is what I'm talking about, baby.
Can selectively enforce rules that the Empire has, one of which is that people who are selling food are not allowed to also sell certain intoxicating substances, which you do sell on the side.
Ooh.
Yes. Look at all the progress we made, everyone.
You just made Tana write 10 pages of secrets.
Yeah, well, no, I'm trying to...
You just shortened our game by several playing sessions is what you did, my friend.
Or it turns out all it is a little extortion scheme, and he's completely clear.
Yeah, no, I think this has nothing to do with what our mystery is, but, like, you know, we're going to find out.
I read the second thoughts right now.
You idiot, not so loud, is what he's thinking.
Yeah, yeah. What am I saying? This is why, no, here comes another one. I fled inside the hall during the attack. And I said that I was only going to protect the people inside, but really I was just trying to save my own skin. And Beeb is looking mixed of horrified and deeply confused.
Hey, hold on, Beeb. Keep listening. It might be good.
I am super jealous of the captain. I need that job, and that job is mine. I should be... the captain, not even an Ovidon, and telling me what to do. That's nonsense.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to pin the spider attack on Pacta Ovan. Case could be made that the captain dropped the ball, and so I'm just trying to, like, make sure that my cousin understands that. But, she's so frustrating.
Wow.
Yes.
This is good. I wish I was there, then I also had popcorn.
He starts looking around and visibly panicking and holding on to his face, but he can't cover his own mouth because it's been suggested to him that he should be saying it. So he is.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
I have an illegal mirror in my rental house that goes to a bathroom. It seemed like a nice feature to have for visiting guests. Beeb at this point is like, go on.
This is my official apology, Beeb.
I came here tonight to shake you down for more money because I need a little bit of extra cash because I want to get another rental house going because I think the first one worked out pretty well. I'm really excited about the possibilities that I have with these rentals. And he just turns around and runs away.
Wow.
And you can hear him as he runs. 12 years ago, and you don't catch what he did 12 years ago.
Can I catch it through Radiant Thoughts?
No, he's out of range.
He's like trying to hold it in while running.
That's going to be a rough 8 hours.
Yeah, he'll just, you know, go hide in his house or something. It'll be fine.
Okay, can I catch Beeb's thoughts?
Beeb's thoughts are racing. Even the surface thoughts, you're having trouble keeping up with them, going back through everything that the the second said, images of him getting money from the second. And then you see the second's house and Beep walking up to it and the second dejectedly handing him a key and walking away.
The situation seems fine.
And you see this image of walking along around the hall where all the stores are. And all of the restaurants say Beebs. Beebs quaint local snacks. Then he heads on inside and lose touch.
Okay.
Wow, that was weird. Boy, that second guy, he sure does do some weird stuff sometimes.
He's so loud.
Just kidding. It was me. That was super me. Wasn't that great?
So you guys meet back up and you are telling Eurekus that it was you?
Of course I'm going to tell.
Yep. I mean, just confirming that this is not.
Yes. Yeah. I meet up with Eurekus somehow.
Rupert, okay. That was you. I hug you and I kiss you on the cheek. That was so impressive. I learned so much.
Oh, I'm so happy. You discover that my cheek is not where you think it is. Like, you try to kiss me on the cheek and you end up like kissing me in the hair instead. But I'll take it.
Wow, that was so juicy.
Got a shot. They were wrong.
All right, so we go up and meet up again with the group after quickly murdering two people.
Also, we grab some pancakes off their plate after we murder them. Just walk the car to go pancakes.
I like that you're murdering people, but they're still in Beeps.
I mean, if the murders are discreet and nothing got burned down, I believe that meets the terms.
Just don't tell me about them.
Okay, so I'm assuming, do you go back and tell what happened?
Yeah.
Minus the murders.
Minus the murders.
I feel bad about one of the murders, so I do tip from their bill because they died before they were able to pay.
You know how hard it is to get money from Eurekus?
This is an interesting point.
She still holds me 100 gold. Now we know. All you have to do is be murdered by Eurekus, and then you can get a little bit of money. That's the threshold.
Okay, so you are back at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rupert is so smart. Here's what I learned, all thanks to Rupert. So, Beeb, he sells drinks on the side, and the captain doesn't like that. Like, so he doesn't get special stuff from the captain. Oh, and Beeb hates the captain. He's so jealous. Like, you know how everyone's jealous of me? Beeb is even more jealous of the captain. And he thinks, oh, and the captain shouldn't even be an Ovidon.
I'm sorry. Did you say that Beeb is jealous of the captain?
Yes.
So here's the thing. The second and the captain are different people, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Continue. Okay. So Beeb's really jealous of the captain of the captain.
Yeah.
This meeting was between the second and Beebs. But Beebs jealous of the captain.
Oh, and Beeb wants to take over the whole hall and he wants all the restaurants to be named after him.
So is this whole thing Beebs' fault after all?
Did actually Eurekus go to a different meeting than I did? Does she know more than I know? What's going on?
No, it's not Beeb bad. He was like, hey, this should be Beeb's restaurant here and Beeb's restaurant there.
Did Beeb set the spiders on everybody? Do we need to go after Beeb? Do we have to shut him down? At this moment, Georg's checking all of his coffee cylinders. Can you believe this, Helena? We busted this thing wide open.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekus.
Not literally. No fires.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Don as Georg.
Best 8 hours of my life.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
Something bad.
Silas Silver as Vafris, as Callum as Rupert.
Excessively talk about all the secrets you know.
Check out his RPG, where you get the good parts of roleplay faster, at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
I'm doing like 4 characters here because of their thoughts as well.
Find him at markefair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitzwong, rhymes with hit song. Hear more music at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links to more of their work, including fiction and game design, at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
I don't think we discovered that Beeb has anything to do with the spiders.
I mean, then what are Beeb's plans for world domination?
Oh, everyone has plans for world domination, right? Like, that's just normal.
Everybody?
Yeah, don't you, Eurekas?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beebs does too. You're the weird one.
Do I need to step up my game?
World domination sounds like a chore. I would just like a lot of money.